On a recent afternoon, the Pittsburgh Land Bank's full board met for the first time. Councilman Ricky Burgess, chairman of the board, called it a historic moment. They have their work cut out for them. The interim board, named in April 2014, was supposed to have already drafted policies and procedures. They were also supposed to have come up with a strategic plan by last April. Neither of those things has happened. Here's Ricky Burgess.
Well, one of the problems was that the interim board had difficulty doing its job. In fact, it never did do its job.
So the newly seated board is now catching up. But there are other holdups. The city, which owns about 11,000 parcels of land, will transfer some of the properties to the land bank. But it hasn't yet figured out which ones.
We've intentionally delayed this.
That's Pittsburgh Mayor's Chief of Staff, Kevin Ackland.
We could easily have the land bank up and operating. We don't yet have it fixed in terms of how we convey properties to them.
Ackland says the land bank is just one piece of a larger reevaluation of how Pittsburgh should manage vacant properties as the city grows and changes. What parcels should go to the Urban Redevelopment Authority, which focuses on growing the tax base? What parcels should become part of the city's green infrastructure? And what should go in the land bank for community-driven development? Currently, individual siloed agencies make those decisions, but they've started coordinating. Pittsburgh has lost half of its population, and Kira Straussman with the URA says it's time for the city to think strategically.
We're talking about the land, and I think making sure that you're handling it with coherent policies that meet community demands, that are strong for our city as a future city. You know, you want to take the time to get it right.
Burgess, the board chairman, wants to have an operational land bank by January. It's unclear if the city will have its process sorted out by then. Even if it does, it could take another 18 months to prepare the first batch of properties for resale. Irina Zhorov, reporting from Pittsburgh.
I'm Jared Bray in Philadelphia, which is a bit ahead of Pittsburgh in getting its land bank going. The land bank is now incorporated, it has a permanent board, and it has a strategic plan. One thing it still doesn't have, though, is land, and that's a source of stress for Barbara Hill Cisse, a West Kensington resident who's been trying to get a hold of the vacant lot next to her house for the last 7 years.
I've had neighbors try to use it for trash and scrap metal and to fix cars, etc.
At one point, Hill Cisse won the property as the only bidder at a sheriff's sale auction. She paid a deposit, but she thought she had more time to pay off the balance, and after 30 days, she lost the property and her deposit. Now, it's going back through the sheriff's sale process again.
I'm just in limbo. I mean, I'm just expecting somebody to come with a sign, knock down, bulldozer, build something. I don't even know what's going on right now.
She hoped the land bank would put an end to the ordeal once and for all, and maybe it will. But John Carpenter, the deputy director of the new agency, said everyone expected it would take a while to get rolling.
We knew there were a lot of things we needed to do before we could get the land bank up and running. The biggest sort of first one was just getting the strategic plan underway. That was almost a year's worth of work.
The strategic plan lays out policies for how the land bank will get properties into the right hands. The board is also in the middle of creating a policy for acquiring new land. But the biggest obstacle so far is labor negotiations. One of the four city unions who will be staffing the land bank is holding out for a better contract. Here's Michael Kuntz, the director of the land bank and of the union that's still negotiating.
We've made progress, but it's been slow. I'd like to speed it up. I would have liked to have seen it completed 6 or 8 months ago, but it's a process.
One person who's familiar with delays is Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez. She sponsored the land bank bill in city council, and her district has more vacant land than anywhere else in the city.
We're all frustrated in how difficult it is and how complex, given union negotiations and contracts and the different agencies involved, how this all comes together. So there is a level of frustration.
Sanchez hopes the labor negotiations will wrap up soon and that the land bank will start turning over properties. For Plan Philly, I'm Jared Bray.